Welcome to this AAT podcast, where today I want to help you get ready for another payroll year end, guiding you through the statutory deadlines and what needs to be done to avoid potentially expensive penalties that will be charged if your employer or your client fails to submit these annual PAY returns accurately, on time, and online. Let me begin by explaining what PAY returns must be completed and submitted to HMRC by our employers or employer clients. Employers are required to submit a P35 employer annual return, and only one P35 should be submitted for each PAYE scheme. Next, we need a P14 end-of-year summary for every employee for whom a P11 deductions working sheet had to be prepared. Some employers will also need to complete and submit a P38A employer's supplementary return. A P38A is required to report details of any worker who has been employed, but where the employer has not completed a P14 end-of-year summary or a student form P38S. We will look in more detail at the completion of these statutory returns later. Let me also explain why we have to submit these annual PAYE and NIC returns to HMRC. Employers pay wages, salaries, fees, bonuses, commissions, and other emoluments that the law requires to be paid under deduction of PAYE income tax and Class 1 NICs. Employers also have to make student loan deductions from the wages, salaries, etc. of some employees. And then contractors in the construction industry have to make deductions from payments to subcontractors who are not registered for gross payment. These CIS deductions have to be accounted for through the end of year PAY returns. But I will deal with the CIS deductions issues in a separate podcast. Most payments of wages, salaries, etc. are made either weekly or monthly, although some people are paid 2 weekly or 4 weekly, and there are the less common and more irregular payment periods. Whatever the payment period, the PAYE income tax, Class 1 NICs and student loan deductions taken from the wages, salaries, etc. must be paid over to HMRC within 14 days of the end of the tax month in which the payment is made, or in some circumstances, deemed to have been made by the employer. A tax month runs from the 6th day of one month to the 5th day of the following month. For example, the tax year starts on the 6th of April, and the first month runs to the 5th of May. The next month from the 6th of May to the 5th of June, and so on. That 14-day payment deadline normally means pay in HMRC by the 19th of the month, but this is extended by up to 3 more days to the 22nd of the month, providing that payment is made by an acceptable electronic payment method. Therefore, the pay-as-you-earn, etc. deductions from wages, salaries, paid in the tax month from 6th of February to 5th of March 2011, would have to be paid over to HMRC by the 19th or 22nd of March 2011. The exception to the monthly payments rule is where the payments of PAYE, NICs, student loan, and CIS deductions average less than £1,500 per month. And in those circumstances, the employer can choose whether to pay over the amounts deducted on a monthly or a quarterly basis. Currently, whilst an employer is obliged to operate pay-as-you-earn and deduct Class 1 NICs when making the payments of wages, salaries, etc., and has to pay the amounts deducted over to HMRC every month or quarterly, there is no requirement to make any return of the amounts paid to employees and the deductions paid over to HMRC until after the tax year has ended. This is why the law requires employers to complete and submit annual PAY returns, so that HMRC can reconcile the payments received in the tax year with the amounts that were due and in accordance with the annual returns. In completing the annual returns, as I will explain in more detail later, employers have to summarise the payments made and the statutory deductions taken from those payments during the previous tax year. It is only at this opportunity does HMRC have the ability to check whether the correct deductions have been made.